Ralph, what were you doing in New York, seeing Rocky or something to your partners?
Oh, yeah, well, that's it, yeah.
Well, had to, had to sort of rehabilitate our relationship there a little bit.
Yeah.
So we got it, you got to get it out of your ear within 10 days, give it to Dean. Well, yeah, so the problem is, of course, that they won't talk to Dean. And,
they want to talk to me and I talk.
That was another thing. They said that they'd talk to you at Christmas time. Oh, totally, just impossible. They said, well, we can talk to him at Christmas time. He said that he had to sit down with us on this. I said, well, we'll see.
Put it on the chair over there.
And then we went through the whole business of the convention and campaign preparation and all that. The legislative session, and I said, really, it's going to be awfully tough to work out of time. But the upshot of it all is that they'll have something to us in 10 days. That's, I think, going to be very satisfactory job. And then I got the chance to
excuse me, sir. Do you want to kind of get in with the OB?
Yes.
But they think some grounds, sir.
The OB. Well, on this thing, John, tomorrow,
yep.
I had in mind, I mean, what I really want to do is to frankly, well, first, I want to have a bit of excuse for legislative leaders meeting, so I have a little bit in there, you know, second, it's a bit of excuse for cabinet meeting, where they all meet there. It occurred to me that I guess we're going to have McGregor talk a little about it.
Yeah, have you seen Tim's paper? The outline of the thing?
Of the graders?
Of what everybody's going to say?
No, I have.
Yeah, let me get this to you. And this is basically the content is because McGregor Timmons and I worked it out this morning for your approval.
You should also add that Collins is going to be the Democrat. I may say this, but maybe you could say It's quite interesting thing. Now, as a matter of fact, if we handle ourselves properly, we should get a wash out of this. What we'll have to do, what we have to do, is to make the Congress look bad. And particularly to make McGovern and Eagles look bad. Springs to add to McGovern's. Let's start using the term McGovern's. Never use the word public state. The actual themselves, not so very close.
Yeah, yeah.
Never city that. They are all Democrats. City was a Democrat. You go to the McGovern's. The McGovern's. Don't you like that term?
Yeah, yeah.
And don't worry about using his name. This is, you see that using the name crap, John, is only important when you're running against an unknown for dog catching, or even for Congress, or even for government. But presidential candidates are going to have no problem of name recognition, particularly with the media being on the side of this club. Okay. Now, how then do we handle this? We've got a very difficult problem in one sense, because the president, in the name of responsibility, is going to have to veto some big spending bills. And that will put us against the voters. And so we have got to, know that that will be their tactic. Their tactic would be try to see that no, and to see that the administration gets no bills through that the administration can claim credit for. And second, to see that the president is forced to veto bills that they say are in the people's interest. Now, what we can do to counteract that is one, try to get through some bills, to wit one, revenue sharing, where we can get some credit for something we did. Not because anybody gives a shit about revenue sharing, except here is the government, but because it's, as you said, it's a coonskin. The other thing is that we must show that their irresponsibility has put them on the side of big spenders and high taxes. That's, as I see it, the way we handle the spending. We've got it, but not in terms of fiscal responsibility. That's bullshit. I mean, we all know it's important. The term is worth it. Well, I don't mind people using it. But you say, this Congress and the governments are off on a wild spending spree that will raise taxes. And of course, the inflation. We have to make that. We want the people thinking in terms of higher spending and higher taxes and bigger government, of course. You know, like that line that Fitz put in his statement, which was written by Don Rockefeller, that said that we want to get government out of our pockets and big government off our backs. Get government all out of our pockets and big government off our backs. I don't know whether you were able to read the piece, which was very, very perceptive. If you haven't contributed to it, I marked it for you by the guy that wrote the book.
Christmas?
Yeah. See his piece on taxes?
Yeah.
Very perceptive.
Yeah. Excellent.
And this next ended up, I sat by Cato this morning. Very interesting. The poor son of a bitch, you mentioned the Cato question. Out of 80 in the den, something that 23 hours,
yeah.
Or was something that was totally right.
That's right.
And that didn't raise taxes, but read that. And the point that I made, and this is what really concerns me about our property tax cut, the point that I make is it would relieve property taxes, but it raised other taxes. However, he had an income tax. There's where the value added thing made.
Well, we've got a sample going on in Michigan, you know. Melvin's trying to get it.
Value-added,
statewide.
The related property taxes.
And it's going to be a referendum.
And whatever.
Well, it comes up in primary time.
Great. Sooner. We'll find out.
He's having rough sledding, he tells me, right now. Maybe because of the school fund.
Sure, they don't want the money to go to the school. Now, among issues, what issues in this Congress can help us? One is busing. Correct. Any way we can put them to Sora and bus them through it and make them both up or down. You gotta get McGovern, forgetting McGovern, well, if you can't get McGovern, you keep them on bus. But the other is big spending, which will raise taxes. And another issue, though, is gonna be one hell of a fight. Now, the question really gets down to it, John, as to whether the business is our best interest to let the bill be as bad as possible rather than as good as possible. Now, I don't know whether you can say that or move that far without running into risks.
I don't think you can say it.
No. But now I'm just talking at the top of my head. My view is I don't want this, McGregor will not be crying in theater and too long and so forth, I'm sure telling you. But let's not let them get too big this idea that McGovern can't win, we can lose it. That's a put down of our campaigning ability. It's a put down of 60 or 68, and it's not accurate. It's not fair. Also, what we have got to say here is that what is at stake here is winning this election. We consider it we don't care what the polls show. If they show us way ahead, we're going to assume that we're in a neck and neck race, and we're going to fight like hell for everything we can get. One, to assure victory, and two, with the hope that if we can win enough, we can win the Congress.
I was thinking about this coming down the airplane just now. There's a tendency when the press come at you and say, well, you're not taking the government defeat for granted, to say, oh, no, we're taking this very seriously, and we're going to run a hard race, and think he's a worthy opponent, and all that.
Yeah.
I wonder if maybe we shouldn't be saying, we've got an opportunity to rack up the biggest landslide in favor of a Republican president that has ever been racked in the history of this country.
For the Republican, the word Republican.
Well, all right. To be aiming so high up here.
We should aim to win by one vote. But, aim to win by 10 million, and we might win by one.
All right, that's the point.
Yeah, that's it. We've got to, and also, this country, and I think the idea of the term government would be a very dangerous president. Dangerous is the word. Dangerous is foreign policy, defense policy, dangerous is the word. I thought incidentally that at the end of this, I'm inviting Henry. I would have him spend just a little time on the end of the war. Thank you.